Official figures tell us that there are around 21 million slaves on the earth today. That's a shock, isn't it? Isn't slavery a thing of the past, surely? Well, actually, no, it's not. And unofficial figures put it much higher at more like 100 million slaves on the earth today. It's shocking to think of it, but it's true. There are that many people in slavery. You might be thinking, surely not, but the facts speak for themselves. But let me bring this even closer to home. I wonder whether you would consider yourself as someone who, to some extent at least, is a person in slavery, a person in bondage. Have a listen to this interesting exchange between Jesus and some Jews, God's own people, men and women who consider themselves to be free. John chapter 8, verses 31 to 36. Then Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We're descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The son has a place there forever. So if the son makes you free, you'll be free indeed." Perhaps you've heard part of that quota before, that Jesus came to set you free. But it's interesting how the Jews of the day, in a sense, took offence at what Jesus said. "We're not slaves," they responded indignantly. "Sure you are," said Jesus. "You're slaves to sin, and that's what I've come to set you free from." Jesus came to set us, you, me, everyone else who puts their trust in him, free from the slavery to sin that robs us not just of our lives here on this earth, but from a permanent place in the household of God. I wonder what sin is robbing you, enslaving you, keeping you from being all that you can be, all that God made you to be. Come on, what sin has put you in the shackles of slavery? Because it's that very sin, that very slavery that Jesus came to set you free from. Is it really worth it, the anger that's swirling around in your heart, the resentment, the dishonesty, the sexual sin, whatever it is in your life, whatever your Achilles heel happens to be, whatever sin you're hanging on to, is it really, really worth it? Would you like to be set free? Because let me tell you, if Jesus sets you free, you'll be free indeed. That's God's word, fresh for you today.